This is Passport to Texas. Bugs have a way of showing up just as you unpack your picnic. But what if you welcome their presence? No, not as guests, as snacks.
They really do have a crunch, really similar to roasted nuts.
That's Robert Nathan Allen, who was just then crunching a toasted cricket. He's founder of the Austin, Texas-based nonprofit Little Herds.
And we focus primarily on educating the public, and particularly children, about edible insects and why and how we can adopt them into our diet.
We call eating insects as food entomophagy. It's commonplace among 80% of the world's population, but we Westerners steer clear.
Once Western society started becoming very agriculturally based, particularly in northern climates, it just became ingrained in our society that insects are dirty. And so that idea has continued to be passed down generation to generation in these Western cultures, whereas in the tropical environments where the habit has continued, it's just another food source.
The thing is, we already eat more than 400 insects a year without knowing it. Allen says by intentionally swapping insect protein for animal protein, we can feed ourselves and help the environment too. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. We record our radio series at the Block House in beautiful Austin, Texas, and Joel Block engineers our program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.